Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
9:45, quarter till 10. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Ali Cosell, credentialed NBA writer, covering the Pels. The Pels normally road warriors, but 0-24, trailing going into the fourth quarter now after last night's loss. How you doing, Ali?
I'm doing well. I'm doing better than the team. You're right. They cannot win a close game down the stretch.
Any reasons for that?
Yeah, there's several. First, you got to look at, just by looking at your opponent, OKC Thunder. They've got a legitimate closer, a guy that you trust with a ball down the closing minutes, is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Mm-hmm. Pelicans all season, for whatever reason, I think they went 1-7 in three-point games. They just do not have a guy that can get either a good open shot for themselves or get somebody else involved. I mean, just look at the last 3 minutes. I think there was, in a stretch of five possessions, four turnovers and then a block shot. So, yeah, you've got to do better than that. You've got to execute to win.
What does it say that they play down to the final buzzer against Oklahoma? Does that encourage you?
I think, yeah, absolutely, Tommy. I'm glad you bring that up to look on the other side of things. Every other playoff game, the road teams have really usually been destroyed at some point during the game, to where it ended up being in a lopsided score. The Pelicans hung tough all night, fell behind several times, I want to say by double digits, but then came roaring back to where, you know, they're up to 90-88 with 3:34 to go. Like I said, that's the biggest accomplishment by a road team in these last 2 days. Shows you that the Pelicans' defense does travel. And I'll tell you what, even though I'm upset about their closing, just like most people are, they had so many open shots, Tommy, had this the normal amount gone down, right? Herb mm-hmm. Jones, a number of them, shot open threes. And I want to say they made about 23% of those. If they just go down, like I said, a normal 35% clip, it probably doesn't even go down the stretch like that, down to the final minutes, where they probably got a 5-10 point lead.
Let me go back to Sacramento on Friday night, I guess it was. What stood out to you about that game?
Well, first of all, the Pelicans actually showed up and played well at home, but I'll tell you what, like we've been saying all year, Sacramento Kings are a great matchup for them. Mm-hmm. They do a good job of containing Sabonis. Jonas Valanciunas was able to do that. And then you just give De'Aaron Fox enough looks from your defenders, Alvarado, Herb Jones, and, of course, Dyson Daniels. And then they don't play any defense, right? They're one of the worst defending teams, and you saw that, right? Just look at the comparison of shots Brandon Ingram, C.J. McCollum were taking against them versus what they saw last night.
When it comes to matchups with OKC, after what you saw last night, take me ahead to Wednesday night's game.
Yeah, I'm hopeful because I thought the coaching staff did a good job of coming up with a game plan where they were really going to heavily involve Jonas Valanciunas, who by far has the best mismatch, right? I mean, Oklahoma City have a good young tall guy, right? I'm not going to call him a center because he's more of a tweener between the 4 and 5, and Chet Holmgren, because he just doesn't weigh enough. So Jonas basically bullied him around. That's why he, you know, grabbed 20 rebounds in a blink of an eye. And look, he's going to be able to get a shot against him just by backing him down, and he's either going to get a shot over him or force a double team. So I expect them to go heavy at Jonas again. Figure out a way, though, to get Brandon Ingram going, because yeah, Lou Dort was just draped all over him, Tommy, and to the point where he's almost pushing him. I mean, either you got to get him free with a bunch of screens, or you got to figure out something.
Yeah, Luke Dort is his name?
Yeah, Lou Dort. Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
He's of German, I think, of German ethnic heritage or something along those lines.
And
background.
How does Brandon Ingram shed him?
Well, first of all, you've got to be smart. So if he's draped on you, sell the fouls. Do what Shea Gilgeous does. Throw your head back when you feel like you're getting hit, right, when the contact should be obvious. Because I thought there were several plays that was. And as to where SGA earned himself a lot more trips to the free throw line, Brandon didn't. Mm. And that's the difference. And Willie even talked about that in the postgame. You've got to be able just to, you know, rise to the occasion, do all those little things like that. And so I'm looking forward to B.I., you know, doing that. He's been, you know, very good for them in the playoffs in these big games. So I was kind of shocked at how, you know, ineffective he was almost.
Sell the foul. I like it. So preview Wednesday night's game for me. What do you think happens?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, like I said, I hope the Pelicans stay playing bully ball through Jonas Valanciunas. That worked. Even Larry Nance had a couple easy lay-ins because they're just so undersized, Tommy. So you win the rebounding battle. You crash your offensive glass. I think the Pelicans had at least 15 offensive rebounds. And so, of course, you win that second chance points. What you got to do, though, is you got to contain their transition. That game, that part of the game exploded for the Thunder to where they just got out and ran, got open, easy looks. And you can't have that. When it's going to be a defensive struggle because both teams just play so hard, they can switch so many positions, you've got to make sure you're always dotting those I's, crossing your T's.
You think Trey Murphy takes some bad shots or not?
No, I thought Trey actually played probably the best overall game, right? Defensively, he was stellar, one steal, three blocks. And offensively, I thought he shot a lot of shots that he just normally makes, right? I just can't believe the amount of open shots those guys missed. I mean, literally, Herb missed like four, CJ probably three. Even Trey had a couple. Those normally go down at a much higher clip.
So how do you – that's – yeah, I think you and I had this conversation before. How do you fix that? I mean, you're hot or you're not, right?
Yeah, that's what it boils down to, Tom, because they had a lot of open shots too, and they couldn't make those three-point shots either, especially earlier in the game. So that's what it comes down to. I don't know whether it was nerves, right, first game jitters, these guys really being in such a big moment before in their careers. But whatever it is, you've got to make more of those shots to give yourself a legitimate chance to win.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the series. How key is it that they win Wednesday night, then they come back here for game three Saturday afternoon, right?
I think it's vital. One, you know you're a great road team, so get that one, right? And second of all, history says that when you go down 2-0, it really favors, right, that favored, right, the one that starts off with a couple of home games. So you got to get it if you want to have a chance to win the series, I think.
I got a text here that says, will Willie Green ever let Jonas play in the fourth quarter? If Holmgren beats us deep, so be it. Dort's going to neutralize Brandon Ingram. Thoughts? We already talked about Dort, but...
Yeah, look, I thought Jonas Valanciunas should have been reinserted in that game, but I'll tell you what, I could tell what Willie Green fell in love with. Pelicans went through a stretch where, like I said, they grabbed that two-point lead, and that was because Larry was on out there on the floor, came up with a steal, where on the previous possession, I think, Trey hits a three, then Brandon Ingram gets an open dunk, right, an easy one in transition. You go up two, because that five-point swing, it's because Larry's on the floor. So I think that's why he probably stayed with him longer. But I'll tell you what, when you just see, like I said, what JV did over the whole amount of game, you can't be drawn in by just a minute. You got to go with what's probably going to give you the best chance to win. I think, honestly, Jonas is that X factor for the Pelicans. You feed him 15, maybe upwards of 18 times in that game. I think the Pelicans will have a good chance to win the game because they've got no answer for him unless they double him, which thereby will open up somebody else in the court. Just you got to make your open shots then.
They're 8.5-point dogs right now. That seems, kind of eyebrow-raising, huh?
It was, yeah, Tommy, that was the same line I saw for game one. I was shocked by it. Mm-hmm. I think this is a very, you know, almost even matchup. Yes, the Pelicans don't have Zion. I'll tell you what, if they did have Zion, I think they would beat this team maybe in five or six because they definitely don't have an answer for him. But even when they don't have him, I mean, they still all match up well. They all play tough defensively. They can make the shots normally, right, if you go back to looking at the regular season. And you suppose you have your stars, right? B.I., C.J., they've got Jalen Williams and SGA. So, I really like this matchup on paper. I think the Pelicans, you know, kind of got lucky not having to face the Nuggets like the Lakers do.
I hope. Let's hope. Thank you. I appreciate your time, Ollie.
Absolutely, Tommy.
Have a good day. Ali Cosell, credentialed NBA writer, covering the Pelicans. Game 3 Wednesday. We'll take a break, find out what Newell's got planned for you today when we come back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.